Well, what's happened is the gauge that was set up at Suicide Basin, there was a significant drop that occurred, which typically is an indication of a glacial dam release. However, when we started looking at the data a little more closely in conjunction with other agencies, there's the possibility that this is actually just a huge calving event of the Mendenhall ice into the basin rather than the beginning of a drainage. So the water level did drop, but that's if the ice being held under the water and calving off becomes more buoyant would account for the drop in the water level. We've started to see the Suicide Basin gauge level off pretty significantly, and when comparing images from yesterday to today, we're starting to see that the basin itself doesn't seem to have dropped as much, but there's significant changes going on with the look of the ice and the look of the water level and where all the crevasses and other events are happening.
When did that happen yesterday?
The event happened, we started seeing the drop around 1 p.m. in the afternoon, and the people, some teams from the USGS were up there where they started hearing the significant shifts. But at this point, we've just started seeing the leveling off happening more toward early this morning, which also may have just been indicating from the large drop a shift in the sensor itself. Teams are going have been up there throughout the evening yesterday, and we'll probably be going up again today, hopefully, to get some more information.
And how about actual lake and Mendenhall River levels? Have they changed at all in the last 12 hours?
At this point, we have not seen any rises occur yet. However, the rises themselves, we wouldn't expect them to see any significant increases, even if this was a true glacial dam release due to the time it would take the water to drain from Suicide Basin and travel down to the lake and then within the river. So at this point, we're still within the forecast parameters for the rises, so that's why we are keeping the watch out for now until we can get some more information going.
And it's quite possible this could be a precursor to a real Yokolup then, right?
That is correct, because this was some significant changes going on within the glacier. So even if this isn't the actual glacial dam release, it could be the event that triggers the next glacial dam release at any moment.